Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Picking up by the second line, last word on the second to last word in the line. We had a statement yesterday of Rav Chista that he said that Hamazik Matnos Kahuna Osha Achlan. If someone who messes up the Matanos that are meant to go, the Zor Lachaim, the Kiev is supposed to go to Kohanim, or they eat them before they give it to him. Potter Milashalim, they are potter from paying. And we said, what's the reason for that? Because we said either because it says Zeh, and this is what has to be given, because it means that it's right there, right in front of you. Or another answer is because Mishum the Havalei Mamon Shein Lo Tovin. There's no one that could be Toveya because it doesn't belong to any particular Kohen. Now we have a whole series of attacks over here that we're trying to knock off Rav Chista. Now we start with our fifth one, Toshema. Harei She'onsu Beis HaMelech Garno. Let's say you have Shluchim of the royal household that they took away the grain of somebody's granary. Then here is the din. If the grain was taken as payment for his debt to the king, in other words, he owed money to the king, and they took it, then he's chayav to take off extra mice from other grain because of the stuff that was now taken from him. As she says, Impam paris, but let's say it was taken and it was like now a loss for him. Rashi says, behefsid v'alchinam patim l'aser. Then he doesn't have to give meiser anymore. But what we did see in the first statement was that if the grain was taken as a payment for a debt, then the owner has to replace this. He's replaced this, you know, the stuff for the Kohanim and the Levium, that whatever he owes to them, the trumas, the meisers, and all the different stuff, which goes against Rav Chista's din that one who messes over the coin of their matanus is not chayav to actually go ahead and to fix it. And for the Gemara, no shiny hasam. That case is different when the grain gets taken. The kam mishtar shele, because the owner profited because he was spared from having to pay off his debt with money or other property. And the case where you're gaining, so yeah, now you have to pay it back. Toshma, let's try again. The knockoff of Chista, number six of here. Amar lo. Somebody says to a butcher, sell me the insides of a cow. Rashi says, "Latabach mochel li b'nei me'eha shel parazu." V'hoyu behen matanos kuna, and the matanos kuna were part of it. Right, we're in that area. And nosin lekohen, the buyer has now give that thing to the kohen. Beinu menakel min adamim, but the butcher doesn't have to take off the value from the price. Rashi says, "Beinu mochem menakel lokech min adamim sharei hoyu yodea lokech." He knew the one who's buying it. Some matanos sham that they're there. V'zelo machelo akiva. Right. So even though and it was excluded, he knew that the stomach was there, right? Because it's a real lechaim vekeva. The stomach is the thing they have to actually go ahead, and that's part of the matanus. He knew that was there, and it was excluded from the sale. Lokach, he met him in Mishka, but let's say he bought it according to weight, and the stomach's part of it, the kid's part of it, nosen lekohen. Then the buyer gives it to the coin, and the butcher now takes off the value of that. Rashi says, Al Karcho, Shamacha Dover Shana Shalom. He sold something that didn't belong to him. Does that have to be given to the coin? Amai, but why does it have to be given to the coin? Lahavi Kamazik Mantusku, and Elish Achlan. Let's say it's just like a case of, you know, that therefore Rav Chista says you don't have to go out and to make any payment over there. It was Mazik or was eaten. No, Shadi Hasam, the case is different. The Isnu Beinayu, because they're still there. Chista Pater is one for making payments only after the gifts have already been destroyed, or they're throwing the Yom Melech, or they're eaten. But not if it's right there. Number seven again, let's try again. Toshema, Tisha Nichse Kohen, nine. There are nine Kohanic portions that belong to the Kohen. I'm always going to explain what exactly that line means. Truma, or Truma's Meiser. Right, so you think of Truma from the thing, Truma's Meiser. Lechala, Reish Lages, Matanos, that's Zerah, Lechayim, Vekeva, Vadamai, Vabikurim, Vakaren, Vachomish. Right, so it comes out to a total of nine, really 11, because of the Zerah, Lechayim, Vekeva is three of them. Now, Lamai, reference to what are these things called, the possessions of the coin? Lav Lotzian, by Dayanim, isn't it a reference to removing them from the owner by judges? That if a coin claims these portions from the owner, the judges will remove them from the owner and give them to the coin, which knocks off the statement that the Kohanic gifts are property that no one's able to be Tovea. So it's more low. Really, a coin cannot sue to get the stuff from this person. Lichat the Tanan, they're considered belonging to the coin. Only reference that which we learned in the Mishnah Bikurim. Lama Amru Nichse Kohen. In reference to what is it called, the possession of the coin? Shekoin behen avadim v'karkos behemus tameos. they're his, that he can buy with them slaves, land, and non-kosher animals. Right? He doesn't have to eat the bikurim and the other things. He's allowed to sell them if he wants to. But he could sell it to someone who's also wanted to eat it. Right? So truma, let's say, which is also for non-kohanim, he can only sell it to another kohen. And the baal chov, if he owes somebody money, he can go ahead, the creditor can come take them. Be'isha b'ksuvasa, and a woman can take it as her ksuba. V'sefer Torah, and the coin can use them to buy a Sefer Torah. Rashi says V'sefer Torah, and this is Afel Pi She'enu La'achil, even though it's not being eaten. V'lo L'davar She'yavo L'achil. It's not going to come to be eaten. V'limi Megamgim L'mai Tanya Hol V'tana D'afilu B'hima Tamei Elokech Me'en. I'm not sure why I have to be saying this. Okay. Now, Ahu Levad, Avachatif Matnasa. There was a Levi who would grab the gifts as they're being taken to a Kohen. Rashi explains that there was this Levi, and Kishoyo Tinokos Molichan Azro, Alachaim Akeva Lakohen, when the kids were bringing the Matanos, the Kohanim, Azro, Alachaim Akeva Lakohen, Chotamidim, he'd grab for them. Also, Amalu, the Rav, and they came and told Rav, Amalu, Rav said, Lo Mistaye, the Lo Shaklin and Mine, Ela Mechtaf Nami Chotav, is it not enough that, for the Levi that we don't take the gifts from him? Right? When a Levi shechs an animal, we don't tell him, he doesn't have to give Matanos. Rashi says, Lo Dai, Kishahu Shochet is a behemto. Ain Anu Kofinos Alisit Matos Koinacher. Elamachtav Nami. Chatev Yas has to go and he's grabbing from someone else. Or says Bitamia. What's going on over here? Sounds from his statement over here that it's that we're saying that we don't take it from him. That's a mashma that when a Levi shechs an animal, the court really could force him to go gives it, but we don't do it. Virav. Iikru Am, if he holds that Levium are called Am, Mishkol Nami Lishkol Minayo, then we should collect the gifts from them also, because they're included when the Torah says, and this will be, you know, the Mishpat of the Kohanim for the people. All right, what's the Pasuk? That Vzeh, Giyir Mishpat the Kohanim, Me'es Ha'am, Me'es Sofche HaZevach, Him Shorim Sev, Nosan Lekohan Yisrael Lechaim Be'akeva. And therefore they should be part of it. And Lo Ikri Am, and if he said they're not called Am, then Rachmana Patrinu, then they're pater. So I could say that, you know, the courts are collecting for them as if we could have. So says the Gemara, Misapka le Iikru Am Ilokir Am. We're Misapak, we're in doubt whether they are or they're not called the Am. Says Rashi, Misapka le means Lerav, or Mishum Svika Pater le Da Motzi Mechaver Olivarai. You have to prove it. Says the Gemara, but Yosef Rapapa Vakarma Lolahai Shmaita. Rapapa was sitting and saying over the story that Rav didn't know whether Levim are included in the Am. And Esve Rav Idi Bravin Lerav Papa. He came and he asked him a kasha from the following Raisa. Arba matanos aniyim shevakarim, about the four gifts for the poor that apply in a karim, in a vineyard. In reference to the four matanos, the four different gifts that we know that are given for aniyim in the vineyard, are peret va'ololos va'shicha va'peya. That's peret, olos, shicha, and peya. These are different parts of things that they fall during the picking, and the grape clusters that don't have the kasev for nutev, which is like the shoulders or the drooping parts, and where you forgot when you live in the corners. V'shaloshe b'tavua, and three things that apply to tavua, which is elekin v'shicha va'peya. Shnaim shebi'ilan, and the two that apply when it comes to a tree, a shicha va'peya, that's shicha and peya. Kulan ein bahen tovas hana'a labailam. The owner doesn't have the benefit of hana'a in any of these things. I mean, in other words, you can't pick who's going to go and get it. He doesn't have the right to go ahead and give them to whoever he wants. So whoever comes first goes and he gets them. V'afil ani shebi'israel motzien miyado, and even... And if let's say if a poor person owns a vineyard or this grain field or this orchard, we also have him do this as well. He has to, we take it from him. Maiser ani, what about maiser ani, which is given to the poor in the house of the owner, like after he separates a tenth of his produce, is maiser rishon, the owner has to take another tenth from the leftover. In the third and sixth years, we know this is called, what does he do? He gives it to the poor people. It's called Maiser Ani. And V'yesh Bo Tovus Hana L'Bailim, and they have Tovus Hana. Right? He can give the Maiser Ani to whoever he wants to give it to.
V'afilu ani shebi Yisrael motzino somei. In other words, the same thing ani Yisrael, they go ahead and if they give as well, my sani. Shara matnos kohuna, when it comes to other matnos kohuna, kikon azor v'lachayim v'akeva, emisinu san lo mi koin l'koin v'lo mi levi levi. We don't take them from the koin for a koin, or from a levi to a levi. You would think just like aniyim have to go and do give to other aniyim, that maybe a koin also has to give matanos, right, to another koin, but that's not the case. They don't have to do it because they're excluded from the Torah's designation of Am, of a people. Now, before bringing a proof from the Bright, so the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk to show each one of these things. Dechsev, this applies to the poor people as well. Because it says, V'charmachalos al peretz, karmachalos alakit, don't harvest the young grapes of the vineyards. And not, you shall not gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. Uksiv, and also it says, the law of Shicha applies in the vineyard. It says, Ki sifsa kamecha lo sal acharecha. When you harvest your vineyard, you shall not glean afterwards. Amar v'levi acharecha zu shicha, that's like Shicha, peya gamar acharecha, acharecha mizayis. The law of peya learns, applies in the vineyard, because it's learned out from the law of an olive tree. We have a gezeru shavu, it says acharecha recha, behind you, behind you. Up of the olive tree. The sif, and we also, we know that an olive tree has to give peah, because it says, Ki sachbot zeischa lo sifar acharecha. When you beat your olive tree, you shouldn't sifar behind you. Avatan et viri vishmal, shalo tito tifarto mimena. You shouldn't take, you shall not sifar, means that you shouldn't remove all of its glory from it. Okay, Shlosha Shebet Tavua, the three that apply to grain, Haleket. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Shecha Vahapeya. Dechsev, anyone that applies to him as well. Vekuzchemes Kizirachem, Lusachelapasat, Bekuzrecha, Veleket Kizircha. It says all these things that you have to go and leave it. You can't go ahead and you can't gather it up. Ki Sixo, and also, for success, Ki Sixo, Kizircha, Besatacha. When you reap the harvest in your field and you forget upon your field, you shall not turn back to get it. Shnayim Shabbi Ilan, the Brisa said that the two that apply with in reference to the fruit of a tree, Shicha and Shicha Vapea, Dechsev, Ki Sachbot Zeischa, Lo Sefar Charecha, when you beat the olive tree, you shall not Sefar behind you. Avatan Yerishmal, Shalot Tito Tefar Tavimena, you shouldn't take, to remove the glory from it. Do not remove the glory. You got to leave some over. You got to leave for the aniyim. Acharecha, when it says acharecha, it says shicha, that's like one shicha. V'kulan ain behem tovus hana, l'bailam, none of them have tovus hana, not, you have the right to choose who's going to get these things. My time, aziva k'siva, because it says aziva, leaving it. Which is mash from the ta'onim, was leave them for the poor to take themselves, and he may not actively distribute them. Zuck, the next part of the Baisa. V'afilu ani shebi Yisrael motzino san miyado. And we take that even for the poorest of Israel. The pasuk says, V'lekhetz k'tzircha los lakhet la'ani v'lager tazav osam. L'hazir ani el shalo. This pasuk is coming to warn a poor person about not taking this from his own field. And now it might say, Ani, Maisa Ani, Maschalik, Pesach Abayas. In reference to Maisa Ani, which is distributed to the poor in the owner's house, he's put Tovasana, Albayan, the ass Tovasana. He can choose who he wants to give it to. My time, I'll come to Sina, because it says we're in the Sina with Aisa Ani, which is Mashra, that the owner doesn't have to leave it for the person to take, but actually give it to who he wants. I feel Ani should be so, Motsino, Samiado, and we take Maisa Ani even from the poorest in Israel. Damar Avilai, Gomar, Lager, Lager, Mehosim. We learn out of Gezer Shava, Leket, from there, from Leket. Gezer Shava, it's said by Leket. And also, it's said by Maaser Ani. Malahalin Maaser Ani El Shalo, just like. But Leket, a poor person's warned, but they can not taking this part from his own field. Afkan Maaser Ani El Shalo. Also here, by Maaser Ani, a poor man, is warned about not taking it from his own field. Ushar Matanos. Kahuna, but the other matnos kohen can go and zorah the chayim v'kiv. And then we turn to sell them a kohen, lo kohen, lo milevi levi. Don't take it out from a kohen to kohen, levi to levi. Ha, milevi le kohen matzian. But that we would take from a levi to a kohen. Alma ikruam. So we see the levim are called the people. When the Torah says that the people, so you give the zorah the chayim v'kiv, it must include levim as well. So it's going now. Not necessarily can go to zorah, but lo zorah. The Brisa says zorah It's referring to something that is like it, but not not the foreleg itself. Mind you, what's it talking about? What is it then? Maisa Rishon. It's talking about Maisa Rishon. Maisa Rishon, the Levi. In fact, the Gemara, but Maisa Rishon belongs to the Levi. How can the Maisa be explaining to be Mashma that we take Maisa Rishon from a Levi and give it to a Kohen? With the Gemara, Kurbalozer ben Asari, the time was in a Maisa. Truma la Kohen, Maisa Rishon the Levi. Truma is given to a Kohen, and Maisa Rishon is given to a Levi. De Rebbe Akiva. And Kurbalozer ben Asari, Omer Afla Kohen. Maisa Rishon is given even to a Kohen. Amar da Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Afla Kohen. One could say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari holds that Maaser Rishon is given to a Kohen as well. But Kohen v'lo Levi mi Amar, does he hold that it's given only to a Kohen, not to a Levi? Mm-hmm. It clearly is showing that it's given to both Kohanim and Levim. Therefore, even if the earlier Bresa goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, how can it be explained to imply that a Levi must give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen? And to go get that, says Gemar, and yes, this is works of the Rosh Hashanah, Labasar de Constantinu Ezra. This is Rashi, is a Gemara in Yavamos, that Pei Vavim Abeis. Pasuk Yisur Ezra, Abi Yavamos, Amar Mipnei Ma Kansu Leviyim, but my Ser Mipnei Shalo Alu Bimei Ezra, the Chsev didn't go up with Ezra, the Chsev Avinu Ba'am, but the Kohanim, and Bnei Levi, Lo Matzasi Sham. Avam Mikra Befurish, Lo Matzasi Shikansam, it wasn't a straight up a pasuk that says that it corners them. About dugma yesh le davar shekasam ezer besofa. It's the dugma that's written in the end besofa nechemiyot. Vaya koin ben Aaron im alavim kemaiser alavim lemanu shalohe aminum al trumas meiser loha yucholkumahem meiser begarin elam afnei kohanim. And that is that they got punished by coming up with Ezra in the time when they went up to Eretz Yisrael, and the punishment was that Maaser Rishon not to be given to Levim at all, but only to the Kohanim. So it's Gemara, but Amar Dekansu Ezra the Lo Yavinu Lehu, say that Ezra punished the Levim, only that we don't give the Maaser Rishon to them. But Mishka Minayu Miyamar, did you say that we should even take Maaser Rishon from them? So the Brice says, Mashmos is still a problem. Ela Kigon Zoro Velo Zoro. Rather, the Brice is talking about something that is the like the foreleg, but not like the foreleg. My new race is a gate. So it's talking about the first shearing, which is certainly incumbent even on the Levim to give to a Kohen. Toshima. The Gemara brings another proof as to whether Levim or Chayev to give the Zerul Chayev Vekeva. Toshima. Zeklau. This is the rule to figure out whether a Kohanic part is exactly, it was taken from a Levi. Called over Shuba Kedusha, anything that is Kadosh, meaning it's usher to a non Kohen, Kigon Chumas, Truma, or Chumas Meiser, Vachala, Motzeo, Sami Yadam, we take from the Levium. Called over Shayna Kedusha, something is not Kadosh, Kimas, Rachami Keva, and Motzeo Yadam, we do not take from their hands. So that's why it says, saying the Levium are not Chayev to give the Zerlachayev Keva. And its reason seems to be that they're certainly excluded from the Am, from the people. So why was Rav unsure? Was he misupak whether the Levim are included or not? No, it says Gemara, Kigon Zro Velo Zro. And the Brisa says the Zroa maybe means like the foreleg, but not the foreleg itself. Well, mind you, right, the Brisa could be interpreted to mean that we do exact the Matanos from Levim because they're included in the people. And my neo, my serishan, Torah, serishan, and basar de kansu Ezra, and the Bryce would then teach that even after Ezra punished Levim, saying that by being gozer, the my serishan should be given to a Kohen, it's still not taken from a Levi. Toshima, let's try again to bring a proof from the following Mishnah, another proof. Hashochet lekoin alovi gochavim pater min matana. Someone who shechs an animal for a coin or for avodah zarah, for an avodah zarah, is exempt from having to give the stuff to the kohanim. Right, the Mishnah is speaking about the shochet because he is responsible to deliver the matanos to the coin. So ha lelevi uli yisrael chayev. The Mishnah's mashmos says, but one who shechs an animal for a Levi or Yisrael is going to be chayiv. Lo tema, says Gemara, no, don't say that the Mishnah's mashma hal Levi or Yisrael chayiv. Ela ema hal Yisrael chayiv. Just one who shechs an animal for Yisrael is going to be chayiv. Aval Levi mai, what's going to be with him? Pater is going to be Pater. Yachi, listening. If so, let it say, Ashokhi Belevi loves Gachabim, Pater Min Matanus. Right? We could learn that ourselves. So when a shechs an animal for a coin, is certainly going to be exempt. Ve'od Hadanya, furthermore, it was said in the Braisa, Ashokhi Bekoin no Gachabim, Pater Min Matanus. You're going to be shechs for this, for these people, they're going to be Pater from having to give the Matanus to a coin. Levi is so chayav, but one who shechs an animal for a Levi is so chayav, tiyuv to the Rav. That should knock off Rav. We all explains how would Rav deal with it. Amalecha Rav, Rav says back. Rav would say back that Tanoihi, Tzmachlokas Tanoihi, the Tanya will learn in a Braisa about the sins for which the service of the coin Gadol Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh ze lefnai v'lefnim. The pasuk says he shall atone for the kodesh hakodashim, right? For the kodesh, mikdash kodesh, holy of holies. It's talking about the tuma of the innermost chamber. Ohel moed zehechal. But it says the tent of meeting. This is talking about the tuma of the sanctuary. The hechal mizbeach k'mashmo. The mizbeach is like it sounds. It's talking about the tuma of the mizbeach. Yechaper elu azaros. When it says yechaper. He shall atone. This is talking about the tuma of the courtyards. Kohanim k'mashmo. Kohanim, as its plain meaning, is talking about the Kohanim. Ham kohol el Yisrael. That's talking about Yisrael. Yechaper el levim. This is levim, right? That's coming to include the levim who are not explicitly mentioned in the pasuk. V'tani yidachu. Another verse says yechaper el avadim. It's talking about the avadim. Now, my lab will come if you're with their argument. The ma'aser v'ikriyam. The Tana of the second place, the holds of the Levim are called the Am, and therefore they're included in the phrase of the people, you know, the Am, the people of the congregation. And when it says he shall atone, is now explained, is including Evid Kerani. Omar Sovereloy Kriyam, this is not called an Am. Therefore he says that the people of the Tzibor is included, including only Yisraelim, and requires he shall atone for the Levim. V'Rav, is Svir Lekaitana Lema, but if Rav agrees with this Tana, then he should paskin according to that. Svir Lekaitana Lema, and if he agrees with that Tana, he should say it as well. Mesapkale Ikaitana Vikaitana. Rav was not sure whether to follow this Tana or that Tana. Darsh Marimar, Marimar said, Hilchas said, Rav, the Lachik was going to Rav, who said that we do not take these Ruch Achayim Vakeva from the Levim. That one who damages or eats the matanos is not chayav to pay back. Says Rashi, Da'omer Mazik Matanos Kuna Ochan Pater. We're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.